All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And, of course, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. All right. Umfundisi Motha, it looks like I lost him a bit there, but I will reconnect with him in just a few moments. I will connect with him, don't worry.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. That's 0826572729. And let's hear what you say on the matter. All right. I've been able to get Umfundisi Motha. Now, Muruti, let me bring this to you, sir. When we look also into the walk of believers, when we look into that again, the walk of believers, we also see this other aspect. In Romans chapter 8, verse 4, it says that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The righteous law of the Father should be fulfilled in us. The Father, it is when the Father fulfills his righteousness in us, then we know that we are walking the walk of believers. Mfundisi Motha?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. And for the Father to be able to fulfill his righteousness in us, we as believers, we need to walk after him. Yeah. The word of God says that to walk after the Lord your God in Deuteronomy 13, verse 4.
Yes.
So in other words, we need to walk in his steps. We need to follow him. And when we follow him continuously, so he continuously fulfill us and fill us and impart in us his righteousness. And because it is not of our own righteousness, that is why no one can brag and say, because of my righteousness or of my own, I am saved. But when we walk and obey his word, God is able to fill us and impart us with his righteousness. So therefore, it is important as a believer that in everything that you do, when you speak of walking after the Lord, in other words, what you do, you need to ask yourself if the Father is pleased with my conduct, if the Father pleased with what I'm thinking, because not only things that you do with hands or that are visible, but also what you think about in your heart, it is not worthy to the Lord, and the Father is not pleased with that. But if we walk after him, we shall be able to fear him, because the word of God says that we should fear him and keep his commandment and obey his voice. Therefore, we shall be able to serve him. We cannot be able to serve him if we do not fear him, number one. In other words, we do not have honor for the Father. So our walk should be in honoring the Father. Therefore, we should understand that it is no longer I that I live, as Paul says, but Christ that lives in me.
Yes.
And therefore, we shall be able to honor the Father. And when we honor him, when we fear him, and we shall be able to obey his voice. Obeying his voice, we can be able to hear him because he speaks to us. And when he speaks to us, we will be able to hear when we walk after him. In other words, when we seek him at all times.
Yeah.
Because if we do not seek him, he will speak, but we will not hear. But if we walk after him, therefore, we shall be able to be at all times sensitive to his voice, and we shall be able to hear him. And when we hear him, then we shall be able to obey. So obedience, it is one of the works that the believer must have. It is a commandment from God. We need to obey him. He is our Father. He is our God. He is our Creator. So therefore, in order for the righteousness of the Lord to be fulfilled and imparted continuously in our lives, we need to obey him at all times and have the heart that is able to serve him and full of love. Mfundisi Sipho spoke about that, because, you know, the word of God says God is love, And when we love one another, and the love of God dwells in us, when we love, He commanded us. He said, I gave you a new command that you should love one another. In as much as He did, when we walk after Him, then we will have the same, because we draw that kind of love from Him. It comes from Him. He's the source of love, the agape love that we are talking about. We will be able to love everybody regardless of their race, regardless of their religion, because God loved the world and He gave His only begotten Son. So therefore, if we are children of the Most High, if we say we are born again, if we say we are believers, then we need to walk in love, and we should be able to love one another.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. How should be a walk of a believer look like? How should it be like? If one says, I am walking a walk of faith, a walk of a believer, how is that done? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. These days, are we walking in the manner in which we ought to?
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, let me start with Ubabu Bongane, and let's hear him. Let's hear Ubabu Bongane. Babongane.
Thatha leli thuba ngibingelele kumfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakubafethu abangama guest studio, ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi The Walk of Believers, ukuhamba kwamakholwa. God gives a believer a new identity. Change requires a new thinking. There must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23. Nenziwe basha emoyeni wengqondo yenu. The renewal of the mind is related to repentance. It is a mental U-turn. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Maubegini lo mqondo owayukhona nakuKristu Jesu. A believer make good choices. Walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6 verse 4. Ngakho sembelwa naye ngokubhabhathizelwa kukho ukufa ukuba njengalokho uKristu wavuswa kwabafileyo ngenkazimulo kayise, kanjalo nathi sihambe ekuphileni okusha. Live in constant awareness of that ticking clock and make the most of the time. Have wisdom in how you walk, that is, in how you live. Colossians chapter 4 verse 5. Hambani ngokuhlakanipha kubo abangaphandle, nithengisise isikhathi. Don't walk as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Time is your most precious possession. Don't throw away your time in alarming ways such as social media, television, and idle chatter. It matters how you use your time, because ultimately our time is a gospel issue. How will you use your time for the gospel? Have a daily quiet time with God. It will draw you closer to Him, refreshes your soul, and it restores your joy. Love others the way God loves you. John chapter 13 verse 34. Ngininika umyalo omusha wokuba nithandane njengalokho ke nginithandile nani thandanani. God is looking for faithful people. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. Ngokuba amehlo kaJehova aqalaza emhlabeni wonke ukuba abe namandla kwabahliziyo yabo iphelele kuye, wenze ngobuwula kulento ngokuba kusukela manje uyoba nokulwa njalo. A lot of people talk the talk, but they don't really trust God. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6. Abantu abaningi bayamemezela kube yilowo nalowo umusa wakhe, kepha ngubani ongafumana umuntu othembekileyo na? Let your life draw unbelievers to God. Your courage must motivate other believers. Philippians chapter 1 verse 14. Nokuthi iningi labazalwane enkosini batholile ithemba ngezibopho zami bazuzile kakhulu isibindi sokukhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu ngokungesabi. People you need in your life. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. Ohamba nabahlakaniphileyo uyohlakanipha, kepha umngani weziwula uyakushoshozelwa yizo. Find friends who build you up. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Ningakhohliswa ukujwayelana nababi bonakalisa ukuziphatha okuhle. Trust God for the help you need. Matthew chapter 6 verse 8. Ngakho ke maningafani nabo ngokuba uyihlo uyakwazi enikuswelayo ningakaceli kuye. Disciples of Jesus never stop learning. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 15. Be in constant communication with God. Never stop praying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Khulekani ningaphezi. Separate yourself from the world and righteousness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. Ningahlanganyeli imisebenzi yobumnyama engenazithelo, kepha kunalokho niyidalule. We are in the world but not of the world. John chapter 17 verse 13 to 19. Stay awake. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6. Ngalokho ke masingalali njengabanye kodwa masiqwashe siqonde. Become a fruit bearing Christian. John chapter 15 verse 1 to 2. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu babongane. Much blessings to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, and after this, let's try and listen to Ubaba Umwamba Mfundiswa.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mfundisi wamina.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele abalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit imsakazo wethu indzabalo ethokotisako.
Amen.
Eh, manje ke indaba lena inkulu kakhulu leyo kuhamba kwe umsebenzi wekholwa. Noma kuhamba kwekholwa.
Yeah.
Manje ke ikholwa linokuhamba lihambe lilahlekelwe ukukholwa.
Yeah.
Ukukholwa kalinzuku linyamalalele. Encwadini kaMateyu 11 verse 39 uJesu ukhuluma noMartha ukuthi akhiphe litshe lapha yakhe. UMartha uthi la sekunezinsuku ezine lapha ni. Uyabalabala uMartha. UJesu ukhipha litshe.
Yeah.
Uta ngutjela uti ma ukholwa uyakubona idlore kaNkuluNkulu. Manje thina abantu mfundisi nokuhamba silahlekelwe ukukholwa.
Eish.
Eh. Ngokuba ukukholwa mfundisi kwisihlangu somzalwane. Manje uma selahlekelwe ukukholwa kasalawuleki umzalwane. Nakumprofeti uyaya nasenyangeni uyaya ngoba ulahlekelweni esihlangu.
Yeah.
Esihlangu.
Sihlangu.
Manje ke ukukholwa kunokusuka kumzalwane. Ukukholwa kususwa yini uma sedibane nezinto ezibuhlungu lezo zinto ezibuhlungu zibuka zikhiphe lapha ukukholwa lapha isovelele eceleni lokukholwa ikholwa lingasabi ikholwa kahle leli silaziyo uma selidibane nenhlupheko uma selidibane nokuthi abantu bangeze enkonzweni kakhulukhulu bona befundisi laba uma sekholwa manje umfundisi lidibane nokuswela manje libe manje selingenele emikhubeni manje umfundisi wami ukukholwa sekumele eceleni. Kanimambo pastor.
Kanimambo mfundisi amina na cancer. Hey madoda. Uthiwa manje umuntu akhona sekahamba izinyanga. Eh? Sekahamba izinyanga sekagijima manje uhamba enyangeni madoda. Hawu Nkosi yami.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Muriel says, greetings pastors. I think it's also being obedient to him, his word. We can't say we are born again and not live according to the word of God. That is Muriel. Muriel says that there. It says we can't say we are born again and not live according to the word of God. Mfundisi Mwamba uthi sorry mfundisi wamina ku John chapter 11 verse 39. Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfundisi wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. We taking your calls 012-334-1322. What should a walk of a believer be like? And today when we look at ourselves, can we say without a doubt we are walking the walk?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babu Mhlongo, Bishop.
Kuphi nakuphi lani khona khona. Ngibingelele balaleli nani bathandi bomsakazo weRadio Pulpit. Okhulumayo Bishop Nicholas Mhlongo la eDaviton. Sawubona Pastor Ray. Sanibonani bafundisi Pastor Motha. Pastor Sipho, uSiyam, ngiyanibingelela nonke. Madoda, ngiyanibingelela. Hawu, ake ngintshele into beningangibuza ngayona, Pastor Ray. Bengibirthday ngi-20 zikaSeptemba, bengihlanganisa iminyaka engangeminyaka. Yes, Pastor Ray, ngiyabonga kakhulu lesihloko, sinamandla kakhulu. Uthi umhlabeleli ukuhamba kwethu akufani nokwabo. Nokukhuluma kwethu akufani nokwabo. Akufuni ukuthi size sikhulume. Kufuna sibonakale. Hayi ngokuthi thina sikhulume. Phela mina ngumzalwane. Njani yakwazi ukuthi umzalwane ngingakhuluma izinto ezinje phambi kwami? Akudingi ukuthi ubatshele. Uyabonakala ngoba sinophawu emabunzini wethu. Even ngisusela laphi lowo? Ngisusela la uPetro makahleli angakasho lutho. But wena ngathi omunye wayehamba naye nyazana uyaphika, uphika isiZulu, uphika isiSwati, uphika isiShangane, uphika ngazo zonke iilimi ngesiHebheru, but kuyamcindezela ngenxa yokuthi akakhulumi ukuthi ungubani. Uphawu ukukhuluma kwakhe, even noma sekachaza nanoma sathukuthele, intukuthelo yakhe ayifani intukuthelo ngokuthi wasembusweni. Lo uyazi umuntu wasembusweni uyambheka, usho ukuthi ekugcineni athi enkonzweni okanye athi uyaphazama futhi nangabe usembusweni uze mawuqeda ukukhuluma uthi amen. Hayi madoda, nawe kunokukwenza mfundisi Motha, ngivamile ukuzwa lapha kuman of hope ma ukhuluma uze uthi amen, kanti sikhuluma iy'ndaba zamadoda. Why? Because asikhulumi siyenza, kuyasandulela loku siyiko kona. Angeke udle amapentshisi bese ubhodla i-pineapple.
Yeah.
Angeke uphuze i-sprite bese uyabhodla i-yogurt. Ngiyala. Ubhodla loku kudlile. Ngiyabonga bafundisi bami. May God bless you. I love you so much. Amen.
Amen. Siyakuthanda nathi Bishop Mhlongo from Men of Hope. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And then, of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The Walk of Believers.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Sipho, let me bring this to you. Now, we are told to walk in the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not gratify the lusts of the flesh. Someone who walks, a walk of believers, is someone who walks in the Spirit and defeats the lusts of the flesh. What say you there?
That's very true from this. Remember, our God is the Spirit. Those who worship Him should worship in truth and spirit.
Yeah.
It is true, Colossians chapter 5, verse 25, which we have to walk in the Spirit so that we deprive our flesh an opportunity. A little by little, we should not give the flesh an opportunity. No. But Guna Logo, as people of faith, we have to be under the influence of the Spirit of God. No wonder Paul 80, we should not quench the Spirit of God. Because
yeah,
the Spirit of God knows exactly what is of God in us. And the young angle, we must walk Jomo Wusho Gwezi. Nyamtandu Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Eliti Bible, Enoch walked with God. Even though he was in the flesh, but he walked in the Spirit, since our God is a Spirit. So for us to bear the fruits of the Spirit, we need to receive Christ, number one, and be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Then we will yield and bear the fruits. We are walking in the Spirit as we are the body of Christ. And if by believing from this, you walk in the Spirit, you be influenced by the Spirit of God. As we are influenced, I'm a doctrine, ama traditions, ama sonto, abantu, inkolo, ubuntu, nobuhlanga. No. Sibabonile abantu bavele, baletha inkonzo, bayiletha in the form of a culture. And mawubheka, it's not full of the Spirit of God. It's full of culture. No one which is ethi, you, nina bantu, mafarisi, nifundisi imfundiso zabantu, nichitha izwi likaNkulunkulu. So we need to be skeptical. We have to walk after the Spirit, not after our flesh.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this issue. And, of course, tell us how you feel about it. The very aspect tonight is that one of walking the walk of a believer. 012-334-1322. That's the number to dial and talk to us directly. Otherwise, the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. You can do so also and drop us a voice note in that. And of course, like I said, we will play some good music. Don't worry. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Motha. Now, when someone is walking the walk of a believer, Ephesians chapter 5 says, verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. When we say someone is walking as a wise man, it means this person is walking according to the commandments of the word of the Father. His life is a life that is discipled by the Father. What's your take, Mfundisi?
Yes. Mfundisi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. My apologies on that. I think your network is giving some problems here. But I want to say, Mfundisi, when we walk circumspectly, so it means we walk uprightly. We walk according to the ways of the Father. We walk in according to his commandment. In other words, we walk in truth, for he is indeed the light, and he is our truth of our salvation. So when we walk worthy of the Father, the word of God says also, Mfundisi, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you have been called. In other words, God has called us to be in Christ. We can only be able to walk in a way that pleases the Father if we remain unto him, because he has called us to himself through his Son, when he gave his Son to die for us. So therefore, so that we may not live on our own, but live for him and live through him. So therefore, we need to walk according to what that worthy calling that the Father has called us, and understanding that we are indeed his children, and we live uprightly so, and we walk in truth. In other words, ngabo konke ngasonke isikhathi esikhulumayo nesikwenzayo, because the truth is not only when you speak, but also our conduct should be the conduct of truth. How so? We speak when we walk in integrity, we walk in honestly at all times, because we are the ambassadors of the Father. So when we are the ambassadors of Christ, so to speak, we are representing Christ here on earth. Therefore, our work or our walk should be worthy, and we should walk as he has walked, because he is the one that rules now in our hearts. He is the one that guides us. So therefore, it is important to go konke esikwenzayo. We need to please him, and he will be pleased with our walk when we have faith. It is impossible, lisho kanjalo zikankulunkulu lithi, without faith it is impossible to please God. So therefore, it is important that singabantwana bakankulunkulu, we walk as if the rapture is tomorrow, or the rapture can happen at any time. In other words, we keep our focus, our mind and soul, and dedicated unto him at all times.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And, of course, let's hear what you say on this issue. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona Ray, ninjani?
Siyaphila ninjani, mama?
Siyaphila, Ray. Angeke ndibulise ngithi mna ungaphethethanga la eloquent nje. Ithi vele ndingene. Yazi nindikhumbuza ukwana ngamabhafu in yazi navele ndayihleka. But injani kanti le nkosi le kutsho ukuthi yazi izwi Ray njengoba uThixo athi ndakwazi usela isikhizi wakwazi uba at certain time izofika loo nto uyamabhafu kuyoba ngathi ntom emini njengoba nitsho njengoba ngathi kumistori lesikodwa kunjalo nje and ize lana ke Ray uyabona kule le ndawo ethi iromance le ethi asihleko asisengasona kwathinthini bayayithanda abafundisi Ray and xa uthi uyabheka iholo igcwele and la bantu laba bangacaciselwa ngoba ke kungcono lela vangele kukhona nalo mhlabethi ivangeli lakudala ile elasikhulula lingcono lela vangeli ngoba khethile yithethe to leave it uyofuna ukuphila intsindiso uyabona and kunalenye enye into reyina endidayo and ke ndathi xa ndithandaza ndathi xa undamvulele uthini ngoba basebenzisa ukuthi Ray Genesis 2 to Revelation. It's like the quality. bashumayela ngalo kodwa xa sekufanele ukuthi bangene emkholweni bathi thina sikuKristu Jesu kodwa umthetho wokuqala nje i-command bathi asiphili kwi-command kaNkulunkulu umthetho wokuqala ukuthi usungabi nathixo umphi ivele idide lapho ukuthi bathi ndiyazi ke ukuthi ngoKristu Jesu sizidalwa esisha kodwa indlu elikaThixo lahlale nje li-fresh every day from Genesis to Revelation.
Mama, we seem to have lost you there. We seem to have lost you. If you can come back, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say. And send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Siguzo Gutitin, sorry, Mama, we lost you there. I don't know what happened, Mara. It looks like it cut from your side there.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let us hear what you say. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp and talk to us directly there. Send us a WhatsApp and talk to us directly there. And let us hear what you say. We are talking about this very aspect of a walk of a believer. What is it even all about? Now, much of the times, you know, we are those kinds of people who go on to overlook this very aspect. And it's said that when we don't actually look into this, siba the problem nje enkulu, and that is where we get it wrong. Sipo, let me bring this to you. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Yahusha, Christ himself, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We must walk in his light. And his light is his revelation. His light is his truth. His light is his word. Sipo.
Wow, Mfundisi, you remind me ngamazi uJesu wakhuluma kuJohn chapter 12. He's the light. Everyone who hambe mva kwakhe akasoze hambe bumnyameni.
Bamba kancane mngani wami. Sawubona Dumela. Okay. We seem to be losing those who are calling in. Qhubeka Sipho.
Yes. UJesu uthi ngikukhanya. Uhambe mva kwami akasoze hambe bumnyameni kodwa ubona ukukhanya ukuphila. And kuJohn chapter 5 verse 13 and 14, which we are the salt of the world and we are the light of the world. In other words, sinjengomuzo wakhe entabeni ongesitheke. Ukwenza kwethu, it must show ukuthi our work, he knows exactly who are we following. Landela uJesu, sihamba ekukhanyeni. Ingakho mawufunda Colossians chapter 2 verse 7, ithi ngakho ke njengalokhu nimamukela uChrist Nkosi, hambani kuye. That's what we should do.
Yeah, bamanjalo mngani wami, bamanjalo mngani wami. Dumela mme wa ka.
Ahe, Pastor Ray, ke di medisa le go botle ba mametseng ke Tenji.
Hi Tenji.
Ntate Ray, walk ya a believer, it should be a walk of love. Ke shebile James mo, ha a re, submit yourself to God, mo James 4:7. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. And then, mo go nya khale mafe gore purify, wash your hands, purify your heart. Double-minded.
Yes.
And then ha re tla mo 1 Corinthians 13, mo buang ka love.
Yeah.
And this e ke shebang e gore ke lemile from letter ya ntate Copeland le Gloria Copeland. Ya gore, you know, when it comes to 13, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8.
Yes.
Yeah, love is patient, love. Ke exercise, it's sensory, any sort of love. Every day. And by so doing, and then, automatically, if maybe you have a double mind or you have something negative, you are able to that way, we hide it in your head, in your heart, because you memorize and jalo. Like I say, Kenji is patient, he's kind. I don't envy. I don't boast. You know, I'm not proud. I'm not rude. I'm not self-seeking. I'm not easily angered. I don't keep the record of wrongs. You know, Tenji does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Tenji always protects, always trusts, up to 8, always hopes, always preserves, and Tenji never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Could it exercise them, Zalana, challenge, you know, it impaired Moena, such that, you know, sometimes how wait more high can go, but I'm not easily angered. Something, I don't keep the record of, because, you know, I've always used, you know, Honali, that verse, whatever exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ,
yes.
You know, really
stay
captive,
yes.
You know. But I think this one is even better, because it teaches us about all the things that flesh, because we are still in flesh. We have never arrived, you know. So a daily exercise, it can keep most spirit,
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah.
All right, then. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sipo, as you were saying,
mfundisi njengoba ngishilo ku Colossians chapter 4 and chapter 2 verse 7 uthi ngakho ke njengalokhu nimamukela u Christ Jesus inkosi hambani kuye. In other words, we walk in him. In other words, his love, we must practice love, is one of the callers eqedwe kusho manje ukuthi we cannot serve uNkulunkulu oluthando but singathandi.
Akusho
uJohn ongathandiyo akamazi uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu luthando. So our identity, abantu abamele basazi nayo ngaphandle, it's not all this worshiping song esiwahlabelelayo, all the attires and all the amajoin esiwafakayo. No,
bamba kanjalo futhi mngani wami, bamba kanjalo futhi. Sawubona bhuti wami.
Sawubona my brother.
Kunjani kodwa?
Khona mani into le sibonayo lapha kubu-entry abantu besitakile ilikho madoda.
Hey madoda, yazi yabuya.
Kunzima mani.
Zabona
umnyu mama imoto isakile lapho usho akubula amakhasi.
Eh, amakhasi avela abhlungu lapha yana man. Eish.
Hayi man.
Yeah.
Ngibulise ibandla lapho ngibulisa umfundisi uKhadebe. Nomfundisi uJD Dominic nomfundisi uMotha. The topic our work as believers. Our walk should be by faith, not by sight, brother.
Yes.
we must always remember that we are God's workmanship. Our work as believers must be a life of righteousness and victory over sin. We must always preach Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but only. We must confess and tell this world about our Jesus Christ. Is the long tell and I go say Abasela Yasafara for Bona. In go say a letter image and Kulunkulum Shabin Jesus Christ. Sebastian, Nizinda was on both sides, brother. Ubutin Pilo Zetas Pelevilla.
Yes.
There's still eternity, brother. Nobody zonke izinto ezimbi zivela komuke uSathan. Because the COVID pandemic 2020 abantu they were blaming God. Ukuthi why sifa kanje kanje. Zonke lezi zinto zivela sithenze kaNkulunkulu uSathan. Uye oletha ama pains, ama weaknesses and sicknesses bese. And death kubantu bonke.
Yeah.
Enenye into kepha uJesu Kristu usalindele abantu ukuthi beze kuye. Iminyango ivuliwe, Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
Uthi why nizithwalela imithwalo enzima? Izani kimi ngizonithwalela imithwalo yenu nonke esindayo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Brother. Inkosi yakubusisa nonke. To God be the glory.
All the time, sir. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. Siyabonga.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Awuzeke nakuwe kube njalo. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout 012-334-1322. Sipo, sorry, man.
I understand the fundis. We're all learning. Even for the opportunity.
I'm happy that you understand. Yes.
And put all the listeners and your part and parcel of us. And we enjoy. Please give those calls. Over 6 uti. Ni mamungelu Christ si hamba siguyo verse 7 uti ni grilile be rooted in him nakhiwe being built in him ni qinisiwe ekholweni njengalokhu nifundisiwe nivame nokubonga lento mfundisi esho ukuthi our walk should be rooted in Christ. Namanye amazwi, everything that we do we should do it in reference to Christ, not from our denomination, not from any culture or any race that we're in, not even mfundisi nokuthi yasiphethe ivangeli lamanje. Sipete the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, our centered message. Masihlangana mfundisi ngisuka kama usuka kakho nojabulane nobaba umuntu sisuka sihlangana kuJesus as a magnet osihlanganisayo. Kungabikho into ukuthi sibhurekile noma sihlanganiswa uhlobo lwey'moto esiyishayelayo noma imfundo esayakwe. Cha, we are rooted in Christ. Being built in him. Le mpilo yethu mfundisi kumele ikhombe ibehavior kaJesus. In other words, embrace the mind of Christ. Mangena phakathi kwesimo kuba lokuthi uChrist ubezokwenze njani. Uma abantu bengikwatisi, uChrist ubezokwenze njani. In other words, our mission now is to reflect and to glorify Christ in everything that I say, in everything that I do.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mfowethu. Ngikuzwa kahle nje kakhulukazi.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Maggie.
Muruti Ray, lelapa la Radio Pulpit. Ntate Muruti Ray. Taba ke ena mona ho ba Roma 6 e bua ditaba tsena tsa hore jwale ka ha se re tsebane le yena.
Yeah.
Ha se re tsebane le yena re ba ba hlanka ba eno e re mothule. Re philela yena.
Ka nnete.
Jwale ka ha ne re sa ne re so motsebe. Ne re buswa ke sebe re sa buswe ko holoka. Buka ya ba Roma 6 verse ha o iqala mano 16 ho ya ho 20 ditaba tsena di hlakile hore jwale se re le bahlanka bahaye. Ya English ir now we became slaves to the one that you obey. O so le mohlanka wa ena e o mutlile. Jwale taba ke o fela ha wa tlameha ho hata kwana le kwana o tshwanetse ho etsa sena se yena e tseng ho sietse o tsamaya ka holoka. Ke a leboa moruti waka. o tsamaya ka holoka
yeah
hobane o puso nya holoka o setse morao ya lokileng the righteous one le wena o tshwanetse o tsamaye ka holoka ya le wa moruti wa ka amen.
Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Abingelela futhi kuwe mfundisi uRing, bingelele nakubafethu ke abangamagesi, bingelele ke nakumlaleli ke we Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu. Isihloko esithi The Walk of Believers, ukuhamba kwamakholwa. Walk is the way how we live. Walk in wisdom, James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Wisdom has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has everything to do with your relationships and your character. It's not a matter of what you say with your mouth, but what you live with your life. Not a matter of your words, but of your works, and not so much of your diplomas or degrees, but your disposition. How can you know if you are wise in the ways you relate to people? The list of the characteristics of wise people are found in James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gently, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Pure means uncorrupted and authentic. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The word pure is used to refer to Christ's character. It means you have integrity. If you are wise, you are not going to lie to others, cheat them, manipulate them, or be deceitful. You must have integrity in your life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely. Wise people avoid argument, won't disguise. Don't get defensive, not judgmental, shows mercy. We walk by faith, not by sight. Walking by faith, not by sight, means fixing our eyes on what is eternal. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Faith is actually a matter of seeing reality as it is without faith. We see only with our physical eyes. People walk by faith, don't lose heart, even when life is collapsing around them. We can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. Mm. To walk by faith, not by sight, means to face difficulties with resilience, knowing that God uses the tough times to grow Christ-likeness in us. Faith means belief in, loyalty to, and complete trust in God. And as a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. To keep moving, even if you don't know where you are going. Abraham is an example. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. To walk by faith is to fear God more than man, to obey his word even when it conflicts with man's laws, to choose righteousness over sin, know what the cost, to trust God in every situation, and to believe God rewards those who seek him regardless of what people say. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Rather than loving the things of this world, believers should spend their lives glorifying God in everything they do. Walking by faith says we should give to those in need. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Let him who stole, steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Society may say that sexual immorality is acceptable, but those who walk by faith base their standards on God's unchanging word, which says sex outside of marriage is sin. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. To walk by faith requires that we tune our hearts to the voice of the Holy Spirit and the truth of his word. John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. We choose to live according to what God reveals to us, rather than trust our own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. The Holy Spirit establishes himself as the new principle of our life. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live by the spirit, let us also walk by the spirit. Walking by spirit means do what you do daily by the spirit. Live your life in all its details, from waking up in the morning until to sleep at night, by the enabling power of the spirit. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate you. Siyabonga ngendlela esimanga. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, you can drop us a voice note or a message on the WhatsApp. It's 082657-2729. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Thabo Mfokeng says, greetings, brothers. I'm listening and learning. May the Holy Spirit continue to meditate the truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified in all these. May the Father be glorified in all these. Not us, but the Father be glorified. And of course, you can drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
The Psalm 15, verses 1 to verse 3, Jehovah Mweti, Mweti Wahao, Itaba Mang, Tinting Yahao, Itaba Mang, Yatang Ho Aha, Tabing Yahao, E Halalelang, Kia Pilang Kabu Kavan, Yaeta Hulu Killing, Avalela Nitikamu, Ilinting, Pilung Yahai, Hai Kating, Lilimla Hai. Halijali kitse leto ha a etsa wa ha bo hampe ya re limla hai halifi dikeletso tsa go etsa wa ha bo hampe hanyefule ngwana bo. I try to read this Sotho pela ngumzulu matenga kohle. I try to read this Sotho hanyefule ngwana bo akathuka abantwana bakibo akakhuluma kubi ngomakhelwane nangumfo wabo wenza konke okulungile ukwenza ngokuqonda ubani ungakha indlu entabeni kaJehova enenkazimulo yakhe engcwele yeah. All right, send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. We can read more. It's 10 to 6, and let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verses 6. He who says he abides in him ought to himself walk according to how he walked. We need to abide in him, just like John chapter 15. He is the vine, we are the branches. See, he's got his millers on the wall. I'm so cool. Mfundisi?
That's very much true, Mfundisi. And the word of God says that we, apart from him, we can do nothing. In other words, we cannot be able to walk the walk that pleases the Father if we are not abiding unto him. So we need to remain. We need to abide in him.
Yes.
And he will lead us. That is why the word of God says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So when we abide in him, because he's the light, and he will be able to guide us that we may walk in the light, so that we may be the light of the world, and the world can see his love through us, because we are abiding in him. So in everything that we do, we don't do it for our own self-glory, but we do with the heart that is submitted, with the heart that is willing to serve, with the heart that wants the best for others, because that's how the love of God is. It is not selfish. It wants what is best for others. So we can only be able to do that if we remain and if we abide in him, because on our own strength, Mfundisi, angeke size sikwazi ukuthi singakwenza lokho. That is why the word of God in Proverbs 28, verse 26, it speaks of that he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. So the moment you think that you can do it on your own apart from Christ, then you are actually fooling yourself, because without Christ himself, you cannot be able to please God. So when God looks at us, he looks at us through his beloved son, Yahushua HaMashiach, because he is indeed our the author of and the finisher of our faith. So therefore, we need to be led by him. We need to be guided by him, and be able to do that when we hold on unto him at all times. We are not visitors to him, but we surrender everything, our lives to him, and therefore he shall be able to guide us in everything that we do. And as the word says, that we need to walk with integrity. asithembeke phambi kukaKristu at all times.
Absolutely. I hear you quite clearly. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And of course, also, Sipho, now, when we talk about the walk of believers, this is very important. We must walk in truth. We must walk in truth. The word is telling us to walk in truth and to walk before the Father and to walk right in His sight. We must walk right in His sight. The word is telling us that. And I wonder if we do that. I wonder if we do that. We walk right in His sight. It's very important that we do that, to walk right in His sight. I'm just looking for a verse that I can use here to support what I've just said. We must walk right in His sight. And then this also can be supported by Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Elohim, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. And if we say we walk well in His sight, we must walk worthy of the calling that He has called us with, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Sipho, finally.
That's very true indeed, Fundis. In everything that we do, we must reflect Christ in us. In other words, people must see Christ living in us through our action, through our interaction, through the manner in which we do things, must pila nabant. In our Bible, we cannot say we are loving God, but we fail to love the people who are around us. We cannot see God, but we must see abantu ngendle nkulunkulu ababuka ngayo. We must love unkulunkulu through people. Remember verse to Jesu, nizofika ngithi ngangisejela ningambelanga, ngangilambile andzange nangiphukuke, ngangihambaze aningiqokisaka bese bethina sakubona ku bese bathi kundiloku enakwenza kulaba abancinyane beninanikwenza. That's how we should interact. In other words, people should see Christ. Ingako ma ufunda 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 14 ithi konke enikwenzayo akwenziwe ngothando. Everything in love. We don't show off, but we do things in love. We don't condemn, we do things in love. In other words, love covers multitude of sin. Love embrace and show how God is caring for humanity.
Right, absolutely. Just listen to this a bit, just a bit, before we say bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Thank you for your patience and tolerance. Thank you for contributing to the show. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like Him in our lives. And of course, His name is Yahuwah Elohim. Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ Himself, reveals the Father as our salvation. And I want to say thank you so much to Sipho Polos, Niyabonga Puti.
To God be the glory, Fundis. I love you, Nabalalin. Fundis Mota, God bless you. Jablan, love you, my brother. God bless you.
How's again? Fundis Mota, Siyabonga Kakulu, Bakonzekai, and now Sipho.
Siyabonga Kakulu, Fundis Wami, now no more side of the way to go to Bafone, Bakonze, Eteben, and Abalalin Makai. Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ababusise umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani ngiyanithanda bafowethu.
Oh yes, just a little bit, listen. Thokoza says, thank you so much, and we give the Father all the glory, Thokoza.
Thank God you kept on loving me, still, you bless me, still.
It's been wonderful. Tuda Rabba.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Come live the life at 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.